Well, Election Day is over, but the official counting continues in New York City. Voters faced hour-long lines, new poll sites, and their first presidential election with new electronic voting machines. Already under scrutiny for its handling of the congressional primary race, the City Board of Elections faced another challenge thanks to Hurricane Sandy. A last-minute executive order issued by Governor Cuomo allowed voters to cast affidavit ballots anywhere. But as WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, the order strained an already fragile system.
Alice Lynn voted by affidavit ballot, but it wasn't easy. She's registered to vote in Coney Island, where her parents live. They live in an evacuation zone, but they were home when Sandy's floodwaters filled their first floor. Lynn didn't even bother going to her Brooklyn poll site. She heard about Governor Cuomo's executive order. Since she works in Midtown, she tried voting after work at a school near her office.
And they ran out of affidavit ballots 5 hours ago.
Lynn went to two other sites. Each one was out of ballots. Her last stop was PS1 in Chinatown.
Finally, I was able to vote. And this is 2 hours later because I got off of work at 6 o'clock.
City Board of Elections spokeswoman Valerie Vasquez says the city only printed 250 affidavits per election district and didn't have time to order extras. She also says the board barely had time to tell poll workers about the governor's change, adding to the confusion. The Board of Elections was already facing doubts from people like Mayor Bloomberg over whether or not they could pull this election off. Now, even though many races have been called, there are still thousands of votes to be counted. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.